Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Research into what causes mad cow or prion folding diseases is giving scientists new insight into how normal prion proteins function. One finding is that prion proteins bind with copper. Jake Pushy is a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Saskatchewan. His poster at the recent prion conference in Edmonton looked at whether copper binding is linked to the pathogenesis of certain prion diseases.
Some of our early work, which was looking at multiple atoms of copper binding to the prion protein, we found that the N-terminal domain where those copper binding sites are, we find that part of the protein can fold or be induced to fold by copper, and it actually, the copper binding sites sort of stack up on top of one another, and each of those individual copper binding sites is redox silent, so you don't get any reduction of copper 2 to copper 1, which is the event that's normally associated with triggering oxidative damage in tissues.
Dr. Jake Pushy believes this binding of copper has a neuroprotective effect in the brain. Thanks today to the Canadian Institutes for Health Research. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.